You have your great business idea. You've picked out a fantastic domain name. What else are you going to need in order to start your business right here in Texas? We get into it today on today's episode. Thanks so much for listening. You have a budget and you know you need a website. Get in touch with us. We can make things happen. We understand what it's like to need an affordable website for your brand new business. YourFavoriteMedia.com. You're listening to Your Favorite Media. My name is Monica. Thanks for listening. On today's episode, I'm addressing what you need in order to start a business in Texas. Firstly, I want to talk about the importance of writing your business plan. Now, here's the thing. A business plan is typically written because people are trying to pursue financing of one kind or the other, right? You need to be able to prove to people, banks especially, that you've thought about your business very thoroughly and that you understand where the profit is and how you're going to get to that profit. The reason why they're interested in this is because they want to make sure that if they give you money, you're able to pay it back. Simple enough, right? Just like any other loan. But a solid plan needs to include a description of the business, the market analysis, organization and management structure, and applications of funding. These are just a few things. A lot of business plans have different pieces to them depending on the industry that they're approaching, the type of business that they're going to have. So it can vary, but we do have some business plan templates that we've taken from a couple different organizations that have been built to help small businesses like yours, like mine. If you need assistance with that, please reach out to Monica at yourfavoritemedia.com. That's Monica at yourfavoritemedia.com. I'm happy to send you a plan template. They're helpful. You don't have to follow it, but they're definitely helpful just to understand what other people begin with. Also, where is your business going to be located? And the reason why you want to know about your business location is because where you operate is going to determine where you operate is going to help you determine what kind of business structure you're going to pursue. We talked a little bit about the difference between an LLC and a DBA, and choosing your business location is important for tax purposes. So consider looking at demographics, assessing your supply chain, staying on budget, and understanding the state laws and taxes where you're thinking of incorporating or thinking of filing your DBA. Also, financing your business. You need to understand whether you're going to get a bank loan or a microloan, or whether you're going to apply for credit through personal financing. You can also do crowdfunding, angel venture capital investors, and securing a federal loan through the Small Business Administration. And there's other alternatives such as raising money from family and friends, right? You can, if you're a younger person coming out of high school, for example, sometimes college isn't the thing to do. Sometimes we know exactly what we want to do. And in order to convince other people to believe in us or believe in you, it's a great idea to have a business plan, to have a strategy so that you can convince your family and friends instead of investing in your school, perhaps to invest in this goal, this dream that you have. And you need to determine the legal structure of the business and file the business name with the state or county. In general, sole proprietorships and partnerships need to register with the county clerk's office. And if you decide to incorporate, you need to register with the Secretary of State's office in Texas. If you need information about this stuff, I'm happy to provide a list of sources where I got my information for starting a business. For example, the business template, choosing your business location, financing your business, business structure and registration, and then of course, business tax responsibilities. You need to understand what you're going to be responsible for. There's federal tax obligations, right? There's state tax filings that are done through the Comptroller of Public Accounts. And you can also find your local appraisal district and tax office to find out a little bit more information. We do have some links that, again, I'm happy to share with you guys. And then probably the most important for me has been the business licenses and permits according to business type. Now, you need to determine your necessary licenses, your permits, your certifications, registrations, authorizations for specific business on the federal, state, and local level. And the Economic Development and Tourism Business Permit Office provides all of the information you need on the kinds of permits and licenses required for your business enterprise. And we also have a link for that. So for more information, you can reference the Business Permits Office Comprehensive Permit Handbook. And we're happy to provide that link. Give us an email again at monica@yourfavoritemedia.com. And lastly, business employer requirements. If you're going to hire full-time staff, you're going to have to know what you're responsible for as an employer. Here's the thing I would advise you though. Look into hiring contractors, at least for the first 3 years of your business. Reason for that is you have less obligation, you're not considered an employer, and it minimizes a little bit of the expenses, your overhead, for the first 3 years. Okay, that's it. A quick one today. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great day. We'll talk soon. My name is Monica. My name is Monica, and I started a business called yourfavoritemedia.com, which honestly has been my fourth or fifth business if we count the ones that I started when I was 13 years old. I've failed, I've been successful. Sometimes it's feast or famine, but what I've learned is the ways to start a business, grow a business, and yeah, even sometimes how to save a business. I believe we all have a genius inside of us, and that genius can be a successful business. Whatever you're passionate about, I can help you turn it into a business. I want to be your companion on your journey to success and to becoming that genius. Give me a call, send me an email. You can find me through yourfavoritemedia.com. Thanks so much for listening. My name is Monica.